This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is just like lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to what I believe is another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. And listen, re-sign, well, you don't have to re-sign up. Here's the deal. If you're getting texts, it's switched over automatically. If you're not getting texts, and that's the way you want to be notified that the show is starting, then I need you to text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. Yes, they changed the number on us. And that one there, if you want to sign up or if you want to get messages and you haven't been, great way to do it. I told you, the first person who signs up, and I'll announce it later on the show, first person that signs up is will be given a brand new DVD of Unplanned. It's the movie about Abby Johnson. Look it up online. Do a little homework of your own. All right? And it's a way for me to kind of keep track, make sure it's working, make sure they're not blocking us. And the same thing on email. You know, if you prefer email as opposed to text message, no problem there. Just head up to the website. You can give me your email address, and all is well and wonderful. Okay, so adulting. I just love this. Every time these come up, I giggle and chuckle because I have to stop. First thing I have to say is, what the heck? No, seriously. What the heck? Are you parents not teaching your kids how to be adults? Are you not adult enough? Are you not an example of being an adult that your kids can follow? I'm curious. Because this is craziness going somewhere to happen where a college where you're paying good money has to teach your kids how to be adults. And God bless America, please. Don't make sure they don't leave them open to that. Story opens up, but all students have a moment when they ask whether they can ever use an obscure math formula in real life. Wouldn't it make more sense to learn something practical? Like how to change your car oil? Yeah. So those type of common sense skills, which have been branded with the very hashtag friendly term adulting. That's right. It's now something you can study through UC Berkeley student-run DeCal program. Don't know what it means. 20-year-old Bella Lau, a junior integrated biology student, conceived of the class along with her friend Jenny Zoe. They thought about it as a way to address the blind spots in their own educations. You know, years ago, the district I'm in, we did put together, just life 101 classes. And when I say that, and it was quite irritating that we had to spend the money to do it. That was irritating. Sorry, but it was. Right? And when you look at this, we had to have classes to teach kids, you ready for this? How to sign a check. How a check is filled out, how it's signed. Where to get postage stamps. How many do you know how to use? Right? I mean, these things that you and I grew up with as the norm of the day. Where do you drop the envelope off? Doesn't the mailman just pick it up in your mailbox? All just things that they ship. What is the difference between screwdrivers? Basics. Slotted, Phillips head, that kind of stuff. And tax classes. How about just you're paying taxes at the basic level? Don't give me big algebraic, you know, math problems. On the average, this is what you're paying in taxes. So if you make this much and your wife makes this much and you have a car and you have 1.5 kids and this is probably what you're going to pay in taxes every year. Right? That simple. We realize the things that we don't learn in school are topics, as she says, like taxes, just how to take care of yourself, you know, and again, dumb things like going to the doctor. See, mommy and daddy make the appointments to go to the eye doctor, the dentist, the regular doctor for checkups. They don't think of this stuff when they get out. Lou, who found that she wasn't alone in her adulting anxiety, helped to put this class together. And you ready for this one? The class had 100 applicants in no time at all, but there's only 30 seats. This year she's pushing for 2 classes. Right? She said, as someone who's not yet old enough to purchase alcohol, she doesn't proclaim to be an expert in adulting. I thought that was pretty cool. We don't really know that much, so we're really all learning together. We're the middlemen trying to get professionals to talk about these topics to students. When I was a kid, yeah, way back when we used horses and buggies, but when I was a kid and you went to school, you know, these were part of the class. They used to bring in bankers, and I don't remember them being stuffy people, but they explained how basic banking worked. What a savings account was, what a checking account was, why it was smart to leave X amount in savings and you use your checking for certain things. I remember debit cards was just starting to become a big deal. The guy that came into us advised against them. Makes your cash too easy to get to. These were all things that we learned going into this. Right? And they brought people into this particular class, back to adulting. From Lyft, who talked about resume building, a psychology professor who gave stress relief tips, an economics professor that was teaching them how to save money. So the class is good, but not at college. And some of the things, my God, what are you parents not doing? Jovenson, your host, Sandra Gibb, joins me on the other side of the break. Don't go far. We're going to have a lot of fun this hour. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's just get with it because I so much appreciate his time with me. And as many of you know, we pre-record now with him to cut him some slack. Because he is in England for the moment, not forever, but for the moment. And we want to give him a little bit of a break. Anyway, my buddy. All right, we're back at it. We got a guy. I love this guy. Okay, and I don't care if you do or don't, because you can always change the station. It really doesn't much matter to me. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you here with The Real Side. Love kicking it off with Xander Gibb. Always a pleasure to have him with me, getting the perspective from across the pond. Now, you don't know what that means unless you've lived in New England or lived in England itself. They can't stand us over there. You know, we beat their butts over 200 years ago. Hey, Xander, how are you doing?
I am wonderful now you've alienated all of our British listeners.
I love the Queen. I love the Queen. Yeah. I think she's a wonderful lady.
Too. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what to do when I'm in America on the 4th of July, you know, being half British and half American. You know, I'm finding myself wanting to kick myself out of the country.
You're mad at yourself, right? Yeah.
Yeah, how I am so mad at myself.
Schizophrenia at its finest. Speaking of schizophrenia, let's talk about the Democrats for a few minutes here. You know,
you like that?
Boom, boom. There you go. We'll be here all week.
Wonderful segue.
Maybe. I guess the way President Trump phrased something he said this week, and I'm not sticking up for him. I mean, he says some things that are questionable, but I would imagine if you really go to the heart of what he's trying to say, you know, he doesn't mean it the way it always comes out. I do the same thing sometimes. But this week he basically said he was the chosen one. And I kind of had to sit back for a second and go, okay, that being a Christian, is that blasphemous? What is he trying to say? And as a Christian, as a believer in Christ, and a believer that God is involved in our daily lives, he's also involved in trying to help us. And I don't think he supersedes us, but he tries to help us pick individuals to rule over us. It's actually biblical verses about looking for godly men to rule over us, right? Everybody on the left went out, a lot of people, out of their minds that he would suggest for a moment that he was either in line with the Messiah, part of the Messiah, or the new God, or handpicked by God. However, in looking back over the days of Oblamo, I found a couple of stories, one from Time, one from Newsweek, or a couple from both. One has him on the front cover looking very, I don't know if it's godly or presidential, it says, the second coming. Right, and looking at Obama and what he would do for the world, because you know they saw him as a world leader, and then another one would plainly state God of all things, and there was no dust up on the left. I actually made fun of people on the right that didn't appreciate those titles. Double standard or just insanity?
Oh, you can't talk about double standards with regards to the left. I mean, you know, that would just be unfair, Joe. Because every darn thing they do is a double standard. You know, you have to look at their representatives and their senators, or some of their representatives and senators, to actually see that it's a total double standard. I mean, I saw it, and I was quite, that made me kind of, I felt quite proud of the Donald when he said that, because, you know, he wasn't saying, hey, I'm the Messiah, because if he was, we would have been the first ones to say, hey, back off, Donald.
Yeah, Jackson.
You know, you're not the Messiah, you're the president. But he wasn't saying that. And I get what he was saying. He was, but some of us do believe that, you know, God did send Donald Trump.
Sure.
And the thing is that, you know, this ideology that, oh, he was a bad orange man in the past and he said nasty things to people. You know, the Bible is littered with people who have had, shall we say, nefarious backgrounds and then have been called to do good by God. You know? So I'm not calling Donald Trump nefarious before anybody calls in or writes in, because, you know, we know how temperamental people are. You know, right?
They can go pound sand. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
You know, does anybody remember the story of David from the Bible, right? A man after God's own heart. Now, it wasn't like before. I mean, he had an affair with a woman that was married. He actually sent for her. When the king sends for you, you usually don't say no. I don't know about you, but you usually don't say no. And then on top of all of that, right, sends her husband to die. Sends him out to be killed, basically.
Right.
All right? And God still calls him a man after his own heart. So, you know, you can't decide what God's plan is. You can't decide, you know, how I don't even know, how fully yourself are you when you start to deciding what God wants and doesn't want?
Right. Yeah. How full of yourself are you, or how long have you been a Democrat? I mean, even the Lord's Prayer says, thy will be done.
Yes.
And I think that we forget about these things. And you know, I've heard all the idioms about separation of church and state, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, if I have seen a change in Donald Trump since he's been the president.
Yeah.
I mean, totally aside of, you know, how his character was on TV, because, you know, we have to acknowledge that your fired guy was a character.
Yeah.
And although I've never met the guy myself, you know, I know people that kind of work with him and speak very highly of him as a human being, aside of, you know, kind of being the president. But is it so kind of far fetched to imagine that God would bring us someone that would lead us out of the bad place that we were in? I mean,
oh, listen, look at
it. It's happened throughout history.
Yeah, he doesn't care. That's the thing I love the most about it. He just doesn't care. And he's going to do what he believes to be his right. You know, it's funny, all these people having a heart attack over what he's doing with China and the fall of the market. And I was thinking to myself, you know, we've been dependent on China for eons, right? They the things that they do to us, the money manipulation and what have you. When no matter what it is that you do, whether you're trying to lose weight or you're trying to, you know, shed a drug habit, don't you have to kind of sort of take the pain? Isn't there pain involved?
Yeah, exactly. There totally is. But can I just confirm, are you talking about China or China? I know fans of my show would think I was remiss if I didn't voice that out. But, you know, even with regards to that, you know, when I appear on shows here and they say, oh, yeah, but what about the trade war that Donald Trump is trying to start with China and the USA? And I'm like, wait a minute, back up. You know, this is a president who is saying that he's not going to let his country be ripped off anymore. How is that bad? You know, how is it bad to say, I will not let my country be charged tariffs of a lesser or greater degree than we're paying to send things to other countries?
Yep.
Surely that's about balance. Surely that's about business acumen.
And we'll be back more with Xander Gibb in a few minutes. So far, he's got a lot more to say. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in just a few. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Trump arrives in France dealing with a trade war with China that threatens to drag down the U.S. economy and now maybe starting another one with Europe. Trump plans to turn up the volume on his accusations of unfair trade practices by America's closest allies when he sits down with a group of seven leaders. He also faces increasing provocation from Iran and issues on climate change with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. And now the big topic is Russia rejoining the G7.
We spend a lot of time talking about Russia at those meetings, and they're not there. I think it would be a good thing if Russia were there, so we can speak directly.
Russia has not yet asked to rejoin. That's something that would need to happen before the group takes a vote. Trump also has plans for sit-down one-on-one meetings with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and Justin Trudeau, where the conversations will focus on trade and national security. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, let's give the man the time that he is due. Always love when he's on with me. All right, we're back at it. Xander Gibb is with me like he is all the time. I know you guys look forward to seeing him or hearing him every week. I look forward to being with him every week, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. And I got to tell you, they and don't ask me who they are because you know who they are, they screwed up. And when I say they, I'm obviously, you know, I'm talking about the texting people. I try to give you guys an easy way to get involved with the show because you were telling me some of your other stuff is being blocked. You know, the emails are being blocked, and they changed the number. So if you've been texting and you've been trying to figure out why we're not getting back to you or things aren't going the way they should go, here's why. You've got the wrong number. So if you want to get involved in the conversation, you want notification that that the show is coming up, then simply text TRS to 77-222, and get involved. Is it? You're not old enough to remember 77 Sunset Strip, are you?
No, I'm only 35 too, so I don't remember.
That's sick. I can't. You know, if I didn't love you so much, I can't stand you. You know what I'm saying? Do you know what a Rolodex card is?
Yeah, I do, unfortunately. Well, but I watched a lot of a lot of cop shows.
A lot of antique shows, yeah. I got
I like Cagney and Lacey in the 80s.
No, you don't.
I'm just going to check the Rolodex.
Tell me you don't. Please tell me. Tell me no.
I do. Oh. That kind of thing, you know. when your work life is mostly kind of, you know, you've got to remember facts and figures and political stuff and come out with commentary, you know, that's kind of succinct but not offensive. You know, this is how you wind down, by watching Cagney and Lacey. Okay, Christine.
Oh, my God. I thought that was one of the hokiest police shows there ever was. But whatever. Okay. You totally threw me off, but I can live with it. So You know, I talked to you earlier and I said, you know, when I was a kid, I was a little pudgy. I mean, I was really thin and then all of a sudden, bang, I became pudgy boy, right? Didn't matter what I ate, I put on 27 pounds. My cousin was the same way. And, you know, I mean, back then, people just said, eat, he's healthy, he's husky, let him eat, right? And you said you were kind of the same way. Now,
yep, still am.
Weight Watchers, which is now, you know what's really funny about this? They now go by a different name. But were you aware of that, that they kind of changed their name?
No.
So they no longer, and this is a true story, they no longer want to be called Weight Watchers. They want to now be called WW. The wrestling
Yeah. Group
there, right? But I thought it was funny. So now they want to be called WW. So they came out with an app for kids. And when I say kids, I mean, you know, they say it's for 8 to 19-year-olds, 8 to 17-year-olds. And the app is called Kurbo, K-U-R-B-O. I don't know why. I don't know what it stands for. Two moms came up with it, and it was a way for them to help their kids, because, you know, kids are on the phone now all the time, and help them understand that the foods they eat and what's good for you, what's bad for you. It has kind of a traffic light set up, so it's, red, green, and blue, red, yellow, and green. Shucks, I don't pay attention to traffic lights, whatever.
Drags with his eyes closed, folks.
But anyway, the long and short of it is, they get this out there, and a bunch of moms, 78,000 moms, signed a petition saying that this was wrong and this was bad because why? It's fat shaming. Now, I'm a member of the Overeaters Club of America, actually of the world. This is not fat shaming. This is simply bringing attention. If you can get young kids to pay attention for a few minutes, they're on their phone all the time. Is this really that bad?
No, because they're not forcing you to look at it, are they?
No, I mean, good point.
I mean, if they were tying the kids to chairs in schools and putting one of those headsets on and making them, you know, look at the website, then yeah, I would consider that to be so. But no, absolutely not. And when you think about it, across the world, well, I say across the world, you know, in more developed countries, we have an obesity epidemic or even pandemic now.
Yeah.
I guess it's been upgraded. But I think here's the thing that, you know, when I was a kid, I had weight problems and they said, oh, he's big boned. It's glandular. it's this, it's that, it's the other. It's cause he's
I remember that,
you know, he doesn't get to do, you know, phys ed as often because of his bad leg. You know, my mother had more excuses than I don't know what. But I kind of think that if we address the issue of obesity in childhood, then we wouldn't have so many overweight adults. Because if you teach children how to eat and what's healthy, you know, surely that's going to go some way towards warding off obesity in adulthood.
Right. No, I look at that stuff and I just get the biggest kick out of it because I know I had that
in
problem.
Childhood,
my parents would,
then
you know,
we wouldn't
and
have
so
many
not doing
overweight
it. You know, my grandmother,
because if you teach children
butter,
how to eat
and
what's healthy,
and bacon fat,
you know, surely that's going to go some way towards
doing it to kill us or kill me.
Warding
she
off.
Was doing it because at the time they believed this was good for you. This was good stuff. This was okay.
Yeah, it tasted better that way, too, didn't
yes,
it? Let's
it
face
did.
It.
Yeah, let's be honest about it. You're
you know,
exactly right. Yep.
We don't want margarine on our bread. We already kind of spread. You know,
I
we
want
butter.
Butter.
Yeah,
give me
butter on my bread.
That's right.
I mean, as I've got older, I've, you know, because I eat most of the, I would say 95% of the food I buy is organic.
Right.
And as well as that, I have butter because butter is actually proven to be better for you
yeah.
than any of these polyunsaturated excuses for butter. You know, I can't believe it's not whatever.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think that there are small changes you can make. The more small changes you make, they kind of contribute.
Sure.
I mean, I think my biggest problem is that, you know, sometimes when I'm not well enough to kind of take care of myself, I get food brought in. But if you cook for yourself more, it's proven to be a healthier way to take care of yourself rather than calling for takeout
yep.
all of the time.
I call it hand and mouth disease, right? I can't keep my hand away from my mouth, especially when it has food on it. You know, and it's like one of those things where, yes, for those of you that actually have an eating disorder, you know, I know some people are sensitive to it, but I'm not talking about, I'm obviously not talking to you. I'm talking to those people that want to shove as much food as they can down their gullet, and they want to come back and say, you know, I can't believe you're making fun of fat people. Well, if you can't discipline yourself enough to keep that food out of your throat and then want to complain about how fat you are, yeah, I am making fun of you. Because I mean, I do the same thing. I can sit there at the end of a week and I first start complaining about, I'm feeling right down. I feel like, oh my God, I can't believe I gained 3 pounds. And you look back and go, well, maybe there's, you know, maybe the 8 pieces of pizza, the 2 Huff Fudge Sundaes, you know, and the 12 Big Macs with extra cheese, maybe they weren't helping the situation.
You only had 2 Huff Fudge Sundaes and you're cutting down, aren't you?
Yeah, get away from the banana splits now. I'm trying to break it up a little bit there. But it's true. People do that. You have that. Who's that lady out your side of the world? You are what you eat. Remember her little short woman?
Yeah, Jillian McKeith.
Yeah, I mean, she used to make me nuts and sick, and I just loved watching her at the same time because she would have people write down what they ate, and people were, in most cases, not all, truly surprised at what they were shoving down their throat every day, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, on the other side of the coin, on a local TV show this week, I saw there was some state in California have this group of larger ladies that meet once a month and have poolside parties. And you know, these are big girls. And they were being accused of promoting, this situation. So you can't win. I mean, they weren't meeting up to say, oh, I want to follow this to be fat and eat all the time. They were just celebrating their voluptuousness, shall we say, for a less, instead of a less polite word. And so, you know, I don't think you can win whatever you do. As someone who's been trying to get fit and healthy for a long time, you know, I often see people, and if you're eating, people say, oh, every time I see you, you eat it. Well, no, that's not the case. It's just that when you see me, I might happen to be eating.
Yeah.
There are so many generalizations about bigger people, and it's not always true, folks.
Well, listen, when you tune in at 5:30, you know, it is dinner time. So I don't know what to tell you guys, but you know, I do say that my wife gets nuts at me because I will eat on the air during the commercial breaks and other times because you know as well as I mean 3 hours you're yakking away, your mind's working, you're running down, you need some mental food there, you know what I'm saying? But hey, we gotta go for a quick break. We'll be back during the break. Feel free to take a snack. Joe Messina, your host. We'll see you on the Real Side. Be back in a minute.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let's not waste too much time because you know what? Both he and I are long-winded, so let's get back at it. What do you think? Welcome back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let me just bring him back on. I don't want to waste any of his time. Xander Gibbs joins me. Always a pleasure to have him with me. And Xander, I really do appreciate you being on every week, helping me kick it off. You know, I was during the break, I was thinking, we were talking about a few things, but one of the things I was thinking about was, do you notice that the left has always pushed this white supremacy thing and how bad it is and how bad the Republicans are, and, you know, they're just a bunch of old white guys. And then I started looking at their top three runners for the 2020 Democratic nomination.
Yeah, and they're all old white guys.
All old white people. Don't forget Pocahontas, right? I mean, she's...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Almost totally white. I think she's, what, 1/10/24th something. I don't know. Whatever. And then her sad excuse this week to try to, in front of the Indian nation, apologizing for all the pain and hurt and suffering. Funny how we haven't heard about that yet until she gets in front of them, but beside the point. Anyway, three old white people. That's the best they can do.
Yeah, I kind of, I mean, and they pick the kind of the worst people
Yes.
Haven't they?
I mean, Bernie Sanders, that's right. Bernie, you're going to give everything for nothing.
Yeah. Give me
the nomination so I can sell it. I need another summer house.
And then we have, you know, Pocahontas, and she's like, I'm going to be the president. And I'm like, how?
Well,
and then the other one.
Oh, Joe Biden.
What's his name? Creepy Joe.
Yeah, forget that one. I got a better one. Joe, I have no clue where I am, Biden. Right? He's always looking around like, where are we today? Are we here? Are we somewhere?
Isn't that like, what was it he was saying? Oh, we can't have a, can't do anything after 5 o'clock because he's kind of sundowning.
Yeah, it probably is. But look, they used to make fun of Reagan because he took naps in the middle of the day. This guy doesn't even know where he is in the middle of the day. Right? I mean, think about it.
He's like got cue cards in his pocket. Like, what's my name?
Gotta pull them out. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, what was the Parkland shooting? Right. Remember, even recently we talked about being at the White House when the kids showed up. You weren't VP then. How could you even talk about it?
I know. I think he's
kind of.
It's kind of worrying because, you know, I saw a few people saying, "Is he dementing or what?" You know, no disrespect to people who have got dementia. You know, being likened to Joe Biden. But if you can't, you know, who's going to be president after 5:30 in the afternoon if he's not very good after 5:30?
Who's going to be at that phone call? Remember, you say, it's 3 o'clock in the morning and the phone rings. And you go, you know, who's going to answer the phone? I'm thinking, it's 5:30 in the afternoon, you get the phone call. Who's going to answer the phone? Right?
Yeah. So. Yeah, I think kind of... But let's face it, we both know that the reason he didn't run last time against Donald Trump was because of all the hoo-ha that was surrounding him about the things he'd done, the things his son had done,
right,
et cetera, et cetera. And he thinks that has gone away. I mean, he's got more Russian connections than
I know.
Than, you know, Vladdy Vostok. Vodka. Do you know what I mean? It's, the guy is, I mean, his middle name is... His middle name is, I can't think of a Russian name, but that's how connected he is to Russia.
Well, he's, you know, I get a kick. I was telling somebody this morning, I said, listen, I want you to think about something. He's so lost most of the time, he probably be signing, you know, executive orders to go after Istanbul, right? Or go after the Soviet Union. I want to put sanctions on that Soviet Union place there. And I'll go like, right? I mean, seriously, think about where he's coming from. Half the time he has no clue.
You know, the place where Red Square is. Or is it Green Square?
It's just amazing. God bless. So, Omar, I don't even want to, I'm afraid to use their first names. I'm actually afraid to say their names in total because you know, it might be like Beetlejuice. They'll show up any minute.
Come on, it's just because you can't pronounce them.
Well, Omar and what's the other one? Elon Hakatori. What's the other? You got Omar and you got, what's the other one? Tlaib. Although I don't know how that sounds out to be Tlaib. You know?
Yeah, I know. It looks like Tlaib, doesn't it?
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
But whatever they want to be called, I guess we could do that for now.
Yeah.
I just found it really, really interesting that, you know, here they are. They think that because they're you know, they're elected officials in the United States that they have rights all across the globe, and they don't. And Israel is very... very solid and strict about the fact that you come after them, you come after their, you know, their country, they're not going to let you in, period. It's
no
law.
And why should they?
I'm with you.
I mean, you know, the thing is, for me, at the end of the day, this conflict has been going on for far too long. And unless you're really clued up about what's going on in Israel, or you happen to be, you know, from the left, you know, even people here that I've discussed this with, you know, even educated people cannot see the true complexity of this situation, and they just go, oh, let's have a two-state situation. You know, who gets to decide where,
that's
you
right.
know, where which territory is which?
Yep.
And who gets to kind of, you know, to make sure that this works? Because I'm tired of Israel being seen as the aggressor.
Yep.
You know, if I throw a brick through your kitchen window and you throw one through mine, you know, I'm the aggressor because I did it first.
Yep.
You're defending yourself, aren't you?
Yeah, I agree. And they're not, well, they're not allowed to defend themselves. They're so good at it that it actually scares people. They're not allowed to defend themselves. It really is irritating to me. Anyhow, I mean, all right, so let's hop on to some of this other stuff. You got to hear this. I'm thinking I may vote for Bernie Sanders. And the reasoning behind it.
Really?
Well, here's the thing.
Which wine club?
He wants to pass a prisoner bill of rights. Okay? So it guarantees you free phone calls, right? Video chats, unlimited visits, and a living wage. So I get you, if I can commit a crime and get, I don't know, 10 years or something like that, you have to pay my medical, you have to pay my food, you have to pay for the roof over my head, you pay for my clothes to be cleaned, pressed, and brought back to my cell, right? I mean, go through all, and if I do any work in prison, you got to pay me $15 an hour.
You know how many Californians are going to want to go to jail now, don't you? I mean, they're going to get a better lifestyle than your average, you know, Californian.
Heck, I would be spitting at the cops when they went by in downtown L.A., all those homeless people.
So answer me this question, Joe. Why should prisoners be given $15 an hour when graduates can't get $15 an hour? When is somebody going to say, look, you guys on the left are just so crazy, you know, we can't even debate with you because your ideologies are so ridiculous.
How about because you're brain dead? How about that? We start there. You're brain dead.
Well, you do know there is a storage facility in Queens, and once you vote Democrat, they take your brain and they put your brain in that storage facility in Queens.
Oh, yeah. Send your emails to Xander Gibb at Xander.
Yeah, I don't give a crap.
Well, no, and I got to tell you something too, and. As he's walking around last night in California, I think it was last night or early this morning, he's talking about free electricity to everybody by, I don't know, 2024, 20 whatever. Because listen, the sun gives it to you for free. The wind gives it to you for free. So therefore, we should get it for free. Now, the infrastructure to carry this stuff, well, I guess that doesn't cost anything. The windmills that they have to put up, well, don't think that costs anything either, apparently. The maintenance and repair, again, must not cost anything. The guy is an economic moron. Sorry.
Well, I'm not just an economic moron, but in every kind of capacity.
Yeah.
Why should people trust this guy again? You know, given the fact that he sold his nomination to Hillary Clinton last time. I mean, what does he need to buy this time? A tractor trailer? Or, you know, a mobile home, or, you know, maybe the wife needs some plastic surgery. Doesn't he make a mockery of our democratic process?
Yes.
When an American citizen can run for office, get the nomination, and then sell it to somebody.
Yep.
I mean, I know we live in a capitalist country, but well. That goes beyond capitalism, doesn't it? Surely.
Well, it does. It shows a level of entrepreneurship on his part, though. But, I mean,
you can't defend that. It's indefensible.
I know. All right. So where do people find you?
SandraGibb.com or banging my head against the brick wall at some local kind of local authority office in the UK. But you can find me. I'll be there.
All right. Yeah. You're the guy like me that's kind of getting heated with the girl at the drive-thru going, just give me back a quarter. It ain't that hard. Right? You know, when you give me the odd change. I love doing that to them because you get this total glazed over look like, what do I do now?
A quarter of what, Mr. Messiona?
Oh, God. Yeah. You know, when she loses, we got to go fly to New York together and go have a drink at her bar.
Yeah. We'll take a camera and we'll video it.
That would be so much fun. All right, Xander, have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Always a pleasure to have Xander with me. You love him. You know you do. Right? I love him, too. I think he's always great. Anyway, Joe Mancini, your host. A lot coming up in the next hour. The smorgasbord of the craziest stories of the week. We'll be back in a few minutes.